And FLX Morning continues here. It is 8:38, and we welcome in from UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health, Kim Lockwood, joining us here in the studio this morning. And Kim, before we meet today's guests, you have a couple of updates for us.
Yes, I do. Thanks, Paul. First, I'd like to remind everyone that we do have urgent care available now in Penyan. It's located on the second floor of Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. It's in the same practice as Soldiers and Sailors Health Center. It's open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And then in beginning in May, we're going to be expanding to 6 days a week. And then after that, later this summer, we'll be open 7 days a week. I also want to remind patients that we do offer same-day appointments for our primary care practices. And we do have telemedicine appointments available. And in our our orthopedic offices, we offer walk-in appointments.
Fantastic. And how about meeting today's guest?
Yes, it's my pleasure to introduce Chuck Jaeger. Chuck is our director of nursing for Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital, and he is also the site administrator, and he's going to talk to us about our swing bed program.
And Chuck, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Doing very well. Busy morning, but doing well. Before we get into the swing bed program, I always like to get a little background from our guests as to how they came to be a part of the Finger Lakes Health family. So what would your story be, Chuck?
So I've been a nurse since 2009. I started my journey with Finger Lakes Health as an agency nurse at Geneva General on 2 West in their on their telemetry unit. Worked there for a little over a year before taking on this role as the Director of Nursing and Site Administrator at Soldiers and Sailors.
And how did you come to be involved with the swing bed program?
So that's part of the units at Soldiers and Sailors. Our med tele unit also has a combined swing bed program, part of our critical access hospital conditions. And what the swing bed program is, it's a short term rehab style program that we offer for patients that are no longer in need of acute care but aren't ready exactly to transition back to either home or long-term care. The goal is to really get them back to their baseline status, that being either through rehab, either physical therapy, occupational therapy, even speech therapy, long-term IV antibiotics that our nurses administer, or complex wound care.
So we could kind of consider the swing bed program to be kind of a halfway step.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's a perfect way to put it.
And how are people determined to be eligible for a swing bed program?
So patients are vetted through our multidisciplinary team. The care management department receives referrals and potential candidates that we look at from a standpoint of nursing providers, therapy, pharmacy, and so we take a team approach to determine whether or not the patient is appropriate for our program.
And to be eligible for this program, you need to be not in need of everyday care per se, but still not ready to go to either an assisted care facility or to go home.
Correct. So we are able to provide a daily rehab therapy for these clients to help them get back to their baseline mobility. Of course, it is also the patient's has to have that initiative to help perform to get back to that level. And for IV antibiotics, we can provide them daily, so that way we can help with our patients get back to home.
We're talking with Chuck Jaeger from Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital here on FLX Morning. We're talking about the swing bed program. And the swing bed program, you might think right off the top of your head, okay, well, this only applies to people that are necessarily maybe suffering some kind of an injury. But that's not necessarily the case. It's actually pretty wide open, the people that would be people that would be able to use this swing bed program.
That's correct. We have swing bed patients that are as young as 20 all the way up to 100. So we are able to really meet the needs of patients of varying ages and demographics.
And how long do people usually on average wind up being involved in the swing bed program, or does it vary by case?
It varies by case. Some some patients will be there for just a few days. Some people can be there for several months. Really depends on their needs that we're able to provide.
And I'm sure during the course of that process, while people are there, there's continued reassessment of their situation.
Yes, we continually assess our patients based on their progression, and we're also able to provide them activities while they're here, so that way we keep them entertained during their time here, so that they're not just bored sitting in a patient room.
And I'm sure that physical therapy and other forms of rehabilitation are a part of the package as well.
Yes. And we just relocated the rehab gym to a larger area, so that way our therapists are able to spend more time with the clients.
Now, that's part of what's been quite the ongoing list of improvements that have been happening at Soldiers and Sailors over the course of the past few months and past year or so.
Yeah, last month we did our ribbon cutting for our new digital X-ray room, and so that was very exciting. And then we, like I mentioned earlier, we opened urgent care at the beginning of the year, so we have a lot of improvements coming to Soldiers and Sailors.
Fantastic. So walk me through the standard admissions process, if you will. Is this something that somebody would request, or is this an assessment that the hospital actually makes with the patient while they're in the hospital?
So this is something that is determined during admission, during their acute stay. And what occurs is there is the initial discussion as to what the needs are of the patient. When it is determined that a patient would qualify for swing bed program, we receive the referral to our care management department. That could be either internal right at Soldiers or any external hospital. Once we determine that a patient qualifies for swing bed, we go through an insurance pre-authorization process and then transfer. If they're right in at Soldiers and Sailors, it's a very simple discharge and readmission. They stay in the same room. They have the same staff. So the important thing is continuity of care.
I was going to ask if you're in the hospital and you wind up in the swing bed program, if you wind up having to relocate rooms, but in this case, that's not even necessary.
Correct. Yep. They get to stay in the same place and enjoy the same staff.
Do you find that the swing bed program actually is helpful to people in getting themselves reacclimated, maybe getting back to a home or back to an assisted care facility sooner?
Yeah, so that is a big goal of our program, especially with patients that are receiving rehab therapy. And we have a comprehensive assessment where we go down to the very details of, does the patient have to, you know, go up steps to their house? So or how many feet is it take for them to go from their bedroom to their bathroom to their kitchen? And we work with the patients to really plan that out, so that way they feel comfortable going home.
And what's the determinant factor on when somebody comes out of a swing bed program?
So depending on what they're admitted for, if it's for IV antibiotics, it's usually determined by the infection preventionist as to whether or not IV antibiotics are needed anymore. In terms of rehab, we have meetings with our therapists to determine where they are in terms of their progression. And we are able to even anticipate, when they will be going home.
Now, is this a program just unique to Soldiers and Sailors for the moment, or would there be plans to expand it if it is just limited to Soldiers and Sailors?
Well, Swing Bed is a program that is run through a critical access hospital. So right now, Soldiers and Sailors is the only critical access hospital that we have in the region. So it's not a program that we would expand to Geneva General, but we do have short-term rehab available at Living Center South, which is for people who need a little bit more time to have a safe discharge before they go home.
Okay, fantastic. Chuck, Kim, thank you very much for stopping in and sharing the information this morning. We appreciate it.
And thanks for having us. And can I just do one more just quick announcement?
Absolutely, yes.
So for urgent care, we do take walk-ins, and you can schedule an appointment online. So you can visit flhealth.org, and there's a button right at the top of the homepage to schedule appointment online, where you can do for urgent care as well as many of our specialty practices and primary care.
And that would include the swing bed program as well?
There's information on our website about swing bed, flhealth.org.
All right, fantastic. Chuck, Kim, thank you. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
It is 8:48 on FLX Morning.